Hare Krishna, please take your asana. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha, Jaya Girivara Dhari. Jaya Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Vihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Radha Vallabha, Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe. Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Jagannatha, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha, Jaya Lakshmi Narasimha. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Hari Bol. శ్రీ శ్రీ గౌరీతాయికి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధవల భగవాన్కి, శ్రీ 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 జగన్నాథ బల సుభద్రమేకి, శిలప్రభుపాదకి నితాయ గోర్పమందే. హరే కృష్ణ. హరే కృష్ణ. వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ ఫార్ టుడే శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం క్లాస్. ఆల్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ అసెంబ్డ్ ఫిజికల్ హియర్ అండ్ ఆల్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ అసెంబ్డ్ వర్చువలీ సమ్వేర్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ యువర్ హౌస్ ఆర్ వెర్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్ అండ్ కనెక్టింగ్ విత్ అస్ త్రూ దిస్ బ్రాడ్కాస్టింగ్. ఓకే, సో టుడేస్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కాంటో 6, ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ నో. సో దోస్ హూ ఆర్ సీయింగ్ ఫస్ట్ టైం ఆన్ ద ఇంటర్నెట్, సో పర్హాప్స్ యూ కెన్ హ్యావ్ లుక్ ఎట్ ఇట్. సో ద చాప్టర్ 18, ద టైటిల్ ఆఫ్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ దితి ఓస్ టు కిల్ కింగ్ ఇంద్ర. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఓ దితి హాస్ టేకన్ టు కిల్ ఇంద్ర. అండ్ టుడేస్ వర్స్ ఐఎమ్ గోయింగ్ టు కవర్ 5 వర్సెస్. సో దోస్ వర్సెస్ ఆర్ రియలీ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ అస్ ఆన్సర్ వై దితి వాంట్ టు కిల్ ఇంద్ర. ఓకే, and today verse given to us is verse number 20, verse number 20 from chapter 18. Okay, so actually even though we will be getting answer to why Diti want to kill this Indra, king Indra who is the king of heavenly planets, but we'll also know that sons born to Diti, usually we think they might have been asuras, but in this case they were Vaishnavas and they made demigods. So therefore we also want to know how the 47 sons of Diti became Vaishnavas, devotees. The moment they were born, they were Vaishnavas. They went back to heavenly planets and became demigods and started ruling certain divisions. So this is what we're going to learn today, apart from learning why Diti wanted to kill. So that is the focus of today's discussion. So let us invoke auspiciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. సో దిస్ వర్స్ 20, ఫస్ట్ వి విల్ రీడ్ వర్డ్ బై వర్డ్, దెన్ వి విల్ రీడ్ ద ఫుల్ స్టేట్మెంట్. శ్రీ రాజ వాచ కథం కరెక్ట్ తే, కెన్ జస్ట్ రిపీట్ తే అసురం భావం అపోహయ ఔత్పతికం గురు ఇంద్రేణ ప్రాప్తి సాత్మయం కిం తత్ సాధు కృతం హి తే. శ్రీరాజోవాచ కథం తా అసురం భావం అపోహి అవుక్తాపికం గురు ఇంద్రేణ ప్రాప్తి సత్మయం కిం తత్ సాధు కృతం హీతే. శ్రీరాజోవాచ కథం తా అసురం భావం apohiyakupatikam guru indrena praptiha satma kim tad sadu kratam hite sri rajo vacha katam ta asuram bhavam apohiya tu patikam guru indrena praptita satmayam kim tad sadu kratam hita sri rajo vacha katam ta asuram bhavam apohyukta patikam guru indrena pratvita satmayam kim tat sadu kratam hite. Apohitam guru indrena praptiha satmam kim tas sadhu kritam hite sri rajo vacha katam ta suram bhavam apohitam guru the indrena praptita satmam sri rajo vacha katam ta suram bhavam apohya upatikam guru indrena praptita satmam kim ta sadu kritam hite. Vaishnavis, Sri Raja Vacha, Kim Tasadu Kritam Hite. Sri Rajo Vacha Katam Ta Asuram Bhavam Ena Padam Satmaham Okay, so let us take a look at word to word translation. Sri Raja Vacha, King persisted. Katam, why? Te, Asuram, demonic. Bhavam, mentality. Apohya, giving up. Atupatikam, due to birth. Guru, my dear Lord. Indrena, by Indra. Prapitaha, were converted. Sa Atmayam, to demigods. Kim, whether, tat, therefore, sadhu, pious activities, kratam, performed, he, indeed, te, by them. Translation, translated by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. King Parikshit inquired, my dear Lord, due to their birth,
The 49 Maruts must have been obsessed with a demonic mentality. Why did Indra, the king of heaven, convert them into demigods? Did they perform any rituals or pious activities?
Om Ajnana Trimindasya Jnananjaya Salakaya Chakshurulmitam Yena Tasmay Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Sarasvadevi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachata Desha Tarini Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gauravaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna. So this verse today, verse number 20 of chapter 18, you know, it is primarily inquiry of Parikshit Maharaj. Of course, to put it in context, so this chapter, the title as Diti was to kill King Indra. But so far what we looked at is various, demigods, that is devatas and also asuras, the demonic personality that have appeared. So those were discussed. We look at yesterday's verse 19 to put it in context. So, of course, previous verses talked about appearance of many, many other, devatas. So yesterday it was about, appearance or the birth of Maruta demigods as sons of Diti. So even though they were born as sons of Diti, but they were given position of, demigod by King Indra. So actually this has really surprised Parikshit Maharaj. So if you look at, Kashyapa Muni is considered as, father of demigods and also father of even asuras, demons as well. So earlier you saw or heard that the Kashyapa Muni has married 13 daughters of Daksha. Prajapati Daksha, so he was the grandson of Lord Brahma. So he was tasked, his duty was to, populate the world with more and more people. So he has, gave birth to many daughters and sons, and the 13 daughters were married to Kashyapa Muni. And among those 13 daughters, the prominent ones are Aditi and Diti. So there are 13 daughters, Aditi, Diti, Kadru, Danu, Arista, Surasya, Surabhi, Virata, then Tamra, Krodha, Vasya, Ira, Viswa, and Muni. Like that, there are 13 daughters. They were married to Kashyapa Muni. Among them, Aditi and Diti are prominent. We usually hear, if you see this whole Srimad Bhagavatam, either, of course, glorification of Supreme Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam is narration and glorification of pastimes of Lord Vishnu, Lord Sri Krishna. You primarily see that. But of course, these pastimes have appeared in the context of some activities done by either sons of Aditi or sons of Diti. Even if you see next canto, so that is, there you will see, on the cover page itself, Lord Narasimhadev, killing Hiranyakashipu. So here, the Kashyapu sons that were born to Aditi were all devas. So Aditi sons are, Adityas, that is devas. Even Lord Indra, there are many, many demigods, devata that we see, they were all Aditi sons. Then on the other hand, Diti sons, generally they became asuras. So why did they become asuras? Diti sons, became asuras, whereas Aditya's sons became devas. So this is all about conception. So if you look at Diti's sons born to Diti, sometime in Srimad Bhagavatam Prabhupada says Diti's dynasty. Actually Kashyapa Muni's dynasty. So but Kashyapa dynasty has grown into two big branches. One as devatas, others as asuras. So therefore, for asuras dynasty, which is coming from mother Diti, so that dynasty, they were generally considered as enemies of Lord Vishnu, asuras. So the prominent among them were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. In fact, they were the first two sons of Diti. And then, so therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was assuming that the next son that are born to Diti would have been asuras, but they became devatas. So that was a surprise for Parikshit Maharaj. So that is why he inquired in today's verse where he says, "My dear Lord." So he's saying, "My dear Lord, my dear Sukadev Goswami, due to their birth, the 49 Marutas must have been obsessed with demonic mentality." So usually if you are born with demonic parents, generally we think that their mind also will be completely obsessed with demonic activity, demonic thoughts. So therefore you assume that they won't go to even a heavenly planet and become demigods. They become associates of Lord Indra. So therefore he's asking, why did this king of heaven, Indra, appoint them as demigods or convert them into demigods? So he's thinking, did they perform any rituals or pious activities? So that means, if you want to go to heavenly planet from earthly planet or right from Melbourne, so there are pious activities you can perform and you go to heavenly planet. And if you perform impious activities, we will go to hellish planet. So this was a general understanding, but this became very, very surprising. Now, just to look at the first question, why did why did they perform any ritual activities or pious activities to be eligible to go to heavenly planet? The answer is no. They were just born and they were pure Vaishnavas and then they went back. That means they didn't have much opportunity to perform pious activities in womb, inside. So usually you are expected that you perform pious activities after coming out of womb, become a nice person and perform many pious activities, service of humanity, service of all living entities, get lot of positive credits, pious credits. Because of that strength of pious credit, you can go back to heavenly planet. In this case, these 47 Marutas, they didn't do, 49 actually. Okay, so they didn't do any of those. However, when they were in womb of Mother Diti, so something wonderful took place. So that is also cause of why 49 Marus were born at once to Diti. So Diti was, wanted to just get one son who is very powerful to fulfill her vow. So the chapter title, Diti vows to kill Indra. She just wanted one son, but ended up giving birth to 49 sons. She herself was surprised actually. So it is very nice to know, why were they called Marus, then, and why 49 sons were born. Even though she was seeking just one son from her husband, Kashyapa Muni, but she ended up giving birth to 49. She herself was surprised. So these Marus became Vaishnavas. Why? So when Diti conceived a baby, a son who can kill Indra, so at that time she has requested her husband that she be bestowed with very powerful son. So killing Indra is not easy. So Indra, you know, Indra means Indra has his own army. Correct? So if you want to kill a leader of an army, it is very rare chance that you can first kill the leader. Because on the front, the other army persons will come. They are also very powerful. All the, and they were headed by Kartikeya. Kartikeya is the leader of that army. So defeating Kartikeya itself is so difficult. Then defeating Indra is also difficult. So therefore, her desire was to get a powerful son who is more powerful than Indra. So who can, assembled right army who can, defeat Indra or kill Indra, not just defeating. So defeating is not killing actually. You go and fight and then the other party will agree that you are powerful. I think we become weakened. Some party we don't want to fight till death. So they just give up, they agree. So this happened many instances where demons went to heavenly planet and defeated them. Indra didn't die. Indra sometimes ran away. Correct? So you have seen previous cantos. There are many examples where Indra actually ran away from fight. So in this case, Diti wanted to make sure that no running away. He should be killed. So such a powerful son is she wanted. So therefore she requested Kashyapa Muni. So Kashyapa Muni said, of course, it is possible, you can get it, but you must follow the Vrata. You know, Vrata I'm going to tell you. Pumsavana ritualistic ceremony, that is Vishnu Vrata. If you perform this Vrata perfectly for at least 1 year, you will get a son who will kill Indra. But if you make some mistake anywhere, then this son will become friend of Indra. So friend of Indra means he will become Vaishnava, correct? So if a person say, so if I am a friend of Jayadeva Prabhu, then we can assume that his friend is also Vaishnava, correct? So generally, that's what we assume. So he'll become friend of Indra. That's he already want. So he gave this, instructed us how to perform this devotional service, that is Vishnu Vrata, for at least 12 months. So that will help her get a son, so who is powerful to kill Indra. Actually, here later you will see more in depth. So just in brief, so Diti did perform this Vrata for almost 12 months. According to Srimad Bhagavatam that we are reading, so here Sukadeva Goswami says 12 months, she performed almost 1 year. But there are other Puranas like Vishnu Puranas, so there you read, there they say that Diti actually performed this Vrata for 1,000 divine years. So Diti was not living in Melbourne, now on this earthly planet, correct? She is also living in higher, better planet than this our earthly planet. So 1,000 divine years he performed in some other Puranas are indicating. But anyway, this may be in some other universe, correct? We have innumerable universes in this material world. So in various places, Lord pastime is going on. Some other universe, no surprise, maybe they might have performed 1,000 divine years tapas, whereas here, 1 year, 12 months is actually pretty much good. Because it is said that the universe where we are living, this is one of the smallest universe. So how do we say that this is one of the smallest universe? Because our Brahma, who is ruling, who is the king of this universe, he has only 4 heads. But whereas Brahmas in other universes, they had 8 heads, 12 heads, 16 heads. Correct? You will see Kanto 12, 13, where you see pastimes of Lord Krishna when he appeared in Vrindavan. So that time, Brahma was thinking, this covered boy, is he Supreme Personality of Godhead? He stole cows. Then later, Lord has to exhibit his feature when he invoked. From other universes, so many, Brahmas came. Brahma was praying and, he wanted to know, are there any other universe other than where I am ruling? He said, yes. When he invited, all other Brahmas came. Our Brahma only was standing and very small. He was looking like a small and with 4 heads. Whereas other Brahmas were 8, 16, 32, you see. That means, you know, you have more heads means bigger things to manage. Correct? So you have some small one head. That also we may not use properly. Correct? So that is why our houses are becoming smaller and smaller and smaller with time. Even if you look at 100 years ago, or 500 years ago, say 50 years ago, in my village, you know, our house was like a 1 acre of land and big. Now you come after 50 years, slowly, you go to cities. And in cities, you don't even have a house on your land. Your house will be somewhere in the sky. Correct? You go to Melbourne city, so 50-story, 100-story buildings, you are somewhere in the sky in tiny box. So our mind is very small. We don't need that big place to manage. Correct? To manage it, first you have to acquire it. No one will give loan also to acquire big land here. If I want to acquire a big mansion here in Albert Park, very difficult. If I go to Bambara, you know, so maybe I can easily become associate of Keshava Prabhu. He might give me 1 acre of land, take this, and do farming and take care of our cows, and if you want, you can build bigger house. Correct? So that is possible. So we have to go far away, but in the city it's difficult. So that is the situation. So Brahma with only 4 heads, whereas other Brahmas had 8 heads. Actually, I happened to see one temple in Patiala. You know, they called Modi Temple. It's not actually Modi, it's Lord Lakshmi Narayana Temple. So there they have a Brahma with 8 heads. Usually we see 4 heads only, but they had 8 heads actually. Yeah, so maybe they thought, here is our Brahma from another universe. Anyway, so it's always very exciting to create something doesn't exist in this universe. So that attracts attention of people. So here, Brahma. So Lord Brahma with, so those other universes, possibly 1,000 years, but in our universe, only 12 months. So she actually performed as per the instruction of Kashyapa Muni, this Vrata, Vishnu Vrata, or Pusman, Pumsavana ritualic ceremony is called Vishnu Vrata actually. So where you follow rituals perfectly. So just like if you want to become Hare Krishna, so what are the instructions Prabhupada generally would give? Or we see, get up for Mangal Arati, take bath, purify yourself, come and take darshan of Lord, then sing glory of Guru, then of course watch or observe, witness the Arati for Lord, Mangal Arati. Then of course, then sing, perform puja of Tulsi Maharani, or be part of Tulsi Maharani, correct? So during sometime you'll say, we'll have one Tulsi Maharani here, we perform deities by Vaishnavas, other Tulsi Maharani perform puja of Vaishnava, perform arti performed by Vaishnavis. So depending upon how big it is. So like this rituals we have put in. Then of course do 16 rounds of chanting. Then after that hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Then you become eligible to have breakfast prasada. Like that the schedule continues. If you do that from morning Mangalati to evening Sayanarati, then of course what happens? You become purified. You maybe you might have born in a demonic family. Correct? But somehow or other you came here and you followed this and you become pure Vaishnava. And you can perform, wonderful activities such as you can even, for example, hand over Srimad Bhagavatam set to any person who is driving any car, and he can talk to him person and then give it to him. Correct? So just like our Prabhu does, very famous in distributing book. So like that potential ability, distributing book is not easy. It is also a difficult task. So we heard about earlier, a great devotee or a devotee can really look at a person and can see how to converse with him rightly, then, give him a right message which can transform other person's life. Correct? So like that. So that ability one gets. So here also, Diti, Generally, they, you know, thinking, oh, she has more of envious mentality. Actually, why is she envious? And envious of whom? You know, if you really look at more in depth, so Diti and Aditi, so both of them were wives of Kashyapa Muni. Aditi gave birth to so many, you know, devatas. Then she is a sister and also co-wife, I mean, another wife of Kashyapa Muni. So she didn't have any sons and she was very morose. Sometime what happens, we end up becoming envious of our own people. Correct? Envious of our own brother, our own sister, our own, you know, people in the community. Correct? We became envious. Because, those who are just with me, they are having so many, you know, success, whereas me not having any success. So she became envious of Aditi, and so that sort of end of developing this envious mentality. So that was already discussed, and this, even though she was having that mentality, but she was so became pure and transformed that the son who was growing, that embryo growing in her womb, also, you know, became part of it. So you have conceived a baby, then you are performing all these activities, then exposing to Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi and Vishnu's worships he is performing, following all the rituals so perfectly. So that has really attracted Lord's mercy. And then she almost became a devotee, so pure. So at that time, of course, this news went to Indra. Whenever someone performing, you know, great tapas, whether you are performing tapas in Melbourne or you are performing tapas in some other higher planet, the news will go to Indra. If you are performing very severe austerity, so he get frightened. Why he get frightened? He thinks, I am right now king of heavenly planet, but if this person performs such an austerity that he will become powerful than me, then next what? Usually in the material world, one who became powerful than another person, he will come and take away position. He has seen the instances in a small scale or big scale that we see regularly. Whether it is politically or in a government or in any businesses, that's what happens. Then they want to rule. And if you see these days, you know, in newspaper, you hear a lot about, somebody has took our Twitter. We all want to use Twitter to spread micro messages. Oh, so then he's changing so many things. Correct? The moment you become powerful, have a lot of wealth, and you buy, then finish. You are the ruler. Similarly, there Indra has become frightened. So in this case, he heard. He has his own agency, spies. Correct? Every kingdom has spies. They send their spies to find out what is happening in other places. Correct? Even in small places, whenever war is taking place, so they have their own secret agents who will go and find out what is happening, what is their strategy. So accordingly, other party can plan. So in this case, Indra heard that Diti is performing such a austerity, such a woe. Then that person who will be born as a son will be very powerful. He is going to kill me. Not just take over the kingdom, but also going to kill me. So then Indra came to assist Diti. Actually, Diti already performed this vrata for some period. She became very pure. When Indra came, she welcomed him. No problem, come and help me. So he started helping. So like this, it went on for 12 months, one day. So Diti, like if you want to sleep, so you went outside, so you came to house. So you were expected to wash your leg and, you know, perform some, remember some divine God's name, and then take a rest, sleep. So one day, you know, Diti didn't do that. So she just, for some reason, she just fell asleep. So Indra took this opportunity. Now she broke the vow. What did Indra do? Indra has mystic powers, correct? Like eight mystic, Ashtasiddhi. When you have Astasiddhi, you can become smaller than smallest, bigger than biggest. In this case, the goal of Indra is to kill that the embryo or kill the son which is growing inside the womb of Aditi. So, what did he do? So, you know, he entered into her body through nostril, correct? She's sleeping. He became smaller than smallest, like a very small being, and then entered, correct? Suppose if he entered, then, you know, he touches any side of nostril, what happens? Diti will sneeze, then Indra will fall down, fall into ocean, correct? Or maybe die also, she might sneeze so high that he might die also. But anyway, in this case, he went and went inside using his weapons. He cut that embryo into 7 pieces. Obviously, when someone is cutting, like cutting here, what are you going to do? One, you can fight. Other, you can't fight, you have to cry. In this case, this is an embryo baby. So if you try to pinch a baby, what baby will do? Baby will not laugh. Ah ha ha, so nice. No, the baby will start crying. The same thing, this baby, so that son inside, the embryo, is crying, started crying. Indra says, don't cry, please don't cry. So Indra was saying, please don't cry, don't cry. So this don't cry, called Marut. So in Hindi we say, Romat. Hindi, you know? Your mother says, Romat. What does it mean? Romat. Ro, cry. Mat, no. Correct? Romat. So in Sanskrit he says, Marut, Marut. Ma, Rut. Please don't cry, your mother will wake up. So that is why these sons are called as Marus. Okay, I hope it's clear why they were called Marut. 49 Marus. So first he cut them into 7 pieces. They're crying. They're Morat, so maybe they have accepted his request. Then after that he was not satisfied. Maybe this 7 will be too powerful. Let me cut them further. So each of the pieces he cut again 7, 7. So that became 49, pieces. Then he came out. After that, actually, when they were born from Riti, they were actually all alive. He was surprised. I cut them into 49 pieces of the embryo. Now they are born perfect, 49 sons. Even Diti also surprised. But anyway, here, what actually happened, Lord has protected. So because Diti was performing such Vishnu Vrata austerity for 12 months, for full year, so she has already attracted grace of Lord. So Lord has protected. Of course, so Lord can give protection inside and also outside. Correct? So he can give protection inside the womb, he can give you protection outside the womb. And we have many examples. Not only this example, but if you see example of Parikshit Maharaj himself. You know, this Aswatthama has released Brahmastra. So if Brahmastra you release with intention, it will achieve the goal. Correct? So these days people talk about guided missiles. Correct? So they guide a missile with perfect and then it will go and hit the target. That is using AI technique, they will detect what is the pathway, route it should follow and how, what speed and where it should hit. Correct? The missile is somewhere in other continent, maybe in America or maybe in South Korea, North Korea, somewhere. But they can target. Those are called guided missiles. But these guided missiles are operated by misguided persons. Correct? But whereas earlier, sometimes misguided persons also operating Brahmastra, but they were very powerful Brahmastra. So when Aswatthama released Brahmastra, at that time, that was the only final, person left in the dynasty of Pandavas. So at that time, in womb of Uttara, there was a baby. So Lord himself has entered, Lord Krishna, then protected. So that was Parikshit Maharaj. So Parakrit Maharaj himself was protected by Lord. So of course, similarly here you can see the Marutas also received protection from Supreme Lord. So then of course you can also become a devotee by simply hearing in womb. The famous example is Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj's mother, Kayadu, you know, Kayadu, so heard all these glorious teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, various teachings from Narada Muni himself, Narada Muni. So she heard directly, and Prahlad was in a womb, and he heard indirectly. And he, when he born, he became a great pure devotee, and we all know his glories. And then outside, how can you become a Vaishnava outside? When you are outside, not in a mother womb, but you are outside. Even Prabhupada himself, converted hippies into happies. So they just chanted holy name of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, did kirtan, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, and doing kirtan of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So they were also transformed from hippies to happies. If you look at hippies, what they were doing, you know, what we talk about four equity principles, which they were simply broke, you know, that principle even they were not even aware, but they were not following at all. So such personalities have become hippies happy. So therefore, so when we, perform devotional services, whether it is Ravanam or Kirtanam, you hear from great pure personalities, pure devotees, you become a devotee. Or you do kirtan, you also become devotee. Sravanam or kirtan. When you are inside the womb, sravanam. When you are outside, kirtanam. Correct? So, or outside you do both kirtana, sravanam and kirtan. So this is how they all became. So then, that was the first inquiry he made. But he also said, oh, my dear Brahmana, that is Sukadeva Goswami, you know, here, right now in this place, you know, I am present and many sages are present. They are also eager to know about this. So therefore, he is requesting him to please explain the reason. How come these 49 Marutas have become associates of King of Heaven, Indra? Of course, now the question is, where did he ask? So Parikshit Maharaj is asking, I and all sages present with me here. What is that here? Where did he ask? We know that the Srimad Bhagavatam was spoken by Sukadeva Goswami on banks of Ganges. But where? So there is a place called Sukratal. Sukratal is a place between Hastinapur and Haridwar. Haristinapur means New Delhi. Delhi. Correct? Right now we call it the Delhi, but it was during 5,000 years ago or 5,050 or 60 years ago, that time they called Hastinapur. Correct? During his time. Our time is Delhi, Parikshit Maharaj's time is Hastinapur. Between Hastinapur and Haridwar. In between. Almost around 70, 80 kilometers from close to Haridwar. This place called Sukratal. So this is where Sukadeva Goswami spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Why did he speak? Again, that is also in the first canto you will hear, that Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed to die in 7 days, he thought, what is the best thing I can do in 7 days? So best thing I can do is possibly go to Ganges and start doing devotional service. Perhaps if I go there, I will easily see some sages who can tell me answer to this. So he just went there, and there, so he sat in this place. Sukratal. So just sat below tree. Then, you know, every other sages, you heard about this, they all started coming there. They thought a great king coming there, that means there is going to be some important incident going to happen. So it seemed there, 80,000 sages were assembled here. All the sages present here. All means how many? Not two. Correct? In Kali Yuga, so getting just 8 persons to hear a Srimad Bhagavatam is equivalent to getting 80,000 in that year. Correct? Right now you see here, so 4 this side, 4 devotees, and 4 devotees this side. Correct? 8. But if it were to be time of Parikshit Maharaj, the same 8 will become 80,000. But in Kali Yuga, getting 8 is equivalent to 80,000. So we all need to really feel privileged that we have 8 devotees present physically, then of course many virtually. Correct? 80,000. You know, this is not a coincidence. Right? I was thinking how many will be here when I speak this about Sukratar, and we have 8 perfect. And I was thinking I'll just multiply it by, you know, 10,000, it become 80,000. And it just became at right time. So, you know, Lord, it's a lot of arrangement. You see, that was my view, and then somehow it became just 8, perfect 8. So there'll be plus or minus, but it became 8 finally. Yeah. So here, 80,000 sages were there. Do you know who all are present there, 80,000? What are those? Yes, just some prominent ones. Sukadeva Goswami was there, of course. He is the one who is doing Sravanam, explaining Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj, so two of them. But he was talking about sages, 80,000 sages. So there, of course, at that time, even Narada Muni, of course, Narada Muni will have information what is happening where. So he also came. Narada Muni came. Then, of course, when Narada Muni comes, his disciple, who is the disciple of Narada Muni? Vasudev. Srila Vasudev, he also came. So, many sages came and he asked, they said, oh, we don't know actually, let's wait. So then Narada Muni came, Vasudeva Muni came. Then of course, Sukadeva Goswami just wandering around. He was just 16 years wandering around naked. Like you will see on the cover page inside, I think you might see here also. Don't know, huh? Here you see Sukadeva Goswami, correct? So, and here is Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is like a king, so he is wearing a nice dress. He renounced his kirita, that crown. Crown he didn't bring. He just left it there and gave it to his son. Okay, you rule. My job is over. So here you see, so he is there. So he came just naked. You see, he was so pure. Sukadeva Goswami was naked walking. Even the beautiful young girl saw him, they didn't feel any shy. He was so pure, so pure. You know, just by looking at him, you won't lose your interest in kama, krodha, moha, lobha, madha, masyara. Such a pure person, but just by seeing that association, you drink him through eye, correct? You can attract a quality of a person through eye. You can see, so the deity, we are attracting the Radha Vallabha through our eye, correct? We are drinking the beauty of Radha Vallabha, correct? So by drinking, so we purify our existence. So similarly here, so such a pure person, when he appeared, so they all said that, they would have asked Narada Muni to explain this or Vasudev, but they all decided the best person for this is Sukadeva Goswami. So then of course the disciples, those who have become disciples of Sukadeva also came. So that was, few other, for example, Suta Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami's disciple is Suta Goswami. That means Param Gurus, Guru, Param Guru, and the Sishya, all of them assembled. Like that, many other sages of different levels, everyone assembled, the 80,000 sages assembled. So there. So this question, we hear in Srimad Bhagavatam, in context, Suta Goswami. Suta Goswami is explaining Srimad Bhagavatam to 1,000 sages in Naimi Saranya. Whereas here, Sukratal, 80,000 sages, and in later when this Suta Goswami, after hearing, he went to Naimisharanya. So there sages inquired, oh, unfortunately we are not able to travel to Sutkal, and we left in Naimisharanya forest, we didn't hear, correct? Somehow the messages didn't come reach us by WhatsApp. We are disconnected, we are out of range. So please tell us. He again explained to them. So there he was telling, so that statement, this verse number 22. So Suta Goswami said, O great sages, Saunuka. He is telling it to various sages, but he explicitly says, O Saunuka. Why saying? Because Saunuka asked him, we heard that this has happened. Unfortunately, we didn't come. Saunuka was the leader of all those 1,000 sages. Please tell us. So, O Saunuka. So, after hearing Maharaj Parikshit speak or inquiry like this, so, he spoke very respectfully. And briefly on topic to hear, at that time Sukadeva Swami was well aware of what is happening in mind of Parikshit Maharaj. So therefore he took great pleasure in answering Parikshit Maharaj. So only for this word we have purport, where Prabhupada is saying that. So this question is very much appreciated by Sukadeva Goswami. So although his question was just a simple word, so this 49, 47, 49 sons of Diti, you know, how did they become associates of this Indra? That was the question. So therefore, in mind, it was something was playing, going on. All of this, you know, they were sons of Diti, this is all unheard of. What did she do? Did she do some magic? So here also talks about, Kashyapa Muni. She might have done something to Kashyapa Muni. Correct? So here, talks about Kashyapa Muni was a learned scholar. So then he is able to tell her this, induce him to, beget a son who can kill Indra. So how is it possible for wife to induce such a Muni? Kashyapa Muni is a very divinely person. Inducing him to give a benediction or a blessing to produce a son who will be like this is very difficult task. She might have done something to induce him. So that you will hear more about inducing. So that I will leave it to the next verses, the next devotees. Then of course, so that time Sukadeva Goswami said, that was number 23. This is my last verse. So up to that point, I was requested to speak. So that was order, so I had to accept it. So here, Sukadeva Goswami said, so he now answering. There was an inquiry by Parikshit Maharaj, then now you get an answer. So he says, just to help Indra, Lord Vishnu killed two brothers. Who are those? Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Because of their being killed, obviously Mother Diti became very angry and also started lamenting. Obviously when her first two sons, so Lord Vishnu killed on behalf of Indra. So therefore Indra is the cause. Correct? Vishnu is not interested in killing anybody. So, so this situation, you see, so that's what happened. So that was, he killed. So therefore this mother, Diti became very angry on Indra. Indra just for a position, temporary position on top of it. On top of it, his body is also temporary. Correct? At some point, he is also going to die. Maybe King Indra is thinking he is immortal. He is also mortal. Correct? Our life may be 100 years maximum. Indra's may be few million years. It looks very long to us. Correct? So then this fellow is going to die. After death, what happens to the body? Some places they burn. When they burn, the body becomes ash. Some places they throw a body. Then all these animals will eat. Correct? You heard about sometime, this body was eaten by dogs, this and that. Then what is the outcome? It becomes stool. Some places you bury, that time these dogs and all can't go. So that, because when you bury in a place, then what happens? Worm will start appearing. Right? That's what will happen to our body. So not really anger, and this is what happened to the Indra. Then why this fellow has to induce, appeal to Vishnu to kill my sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu? I need to take a revenge. She became very angry. So that is when she decided that she wanted a son who will kill Indra. And those sons supposed to be one powerful son. So because she missed following one of the ritual properly, like what you do before you sleep, before you want to take a rest, you are expected to take a wash your leg. This is very common culture, in traditionally. Even India, I remember we used to follow. The moment walk around everywhere, come to house, first thing is you have to do is wash your leg. Then you enter into house. But here we don't, not many people do, correct? Maybe countable, correct? Only one in Australia, or only a few might be doing that. So in this case, he broke that little bit of her vrata. Because of that, Indra was able to cut one son into 49 pieces. Like 7 into 7 is 49. First 7 times, then again each one of them 7 times, 49. Then they all, born as son and living. So that we already discussed. So this, this pastimes, of course, this killing of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakasipu itself is another big canto we will not discuss. But the next canto is waiting, that is canto 7. So that is actually, the title is Signs of God. So there, that is the canto. Even canto also has a title. So here they are not put here, we just say canto 6. But if you see Prabhupada, title for that is Signs of God. But in there you will see in depth pastimes of the Lord as Vamandev, of course also Varadev, then as a Narsimha Avatara, Narsimhadev, to protect Prahlad Maharaj. Of course, there's a big story, history about that. So that you will see in the next, in few months' time. But suffice to say that because Vishnu killed Hiranyakasipu and Kashyapu, they were first two sons of Diti. So this happened because of Indra's desire to keep his position. So therefore, Indra is the cause of this this incident. And she became very angry, and therefore she vowed to kill Indra. I hope this is clear. So Diti vows to kill Indra. Why? Because her sons were killed due to cause of Indra. And this is very common. And she became very angry. Then after anger, she performed this Vishnu Vrata based on guidance of Kashyapu Muni. When she performed Vishnu Vrata, she actually became very peaceful. She almost was like a Vaishnava and gave birth to Vaishnava sons. And she pretty much achieved something like Brahma Bhuta Prasthanavatma platform. She started. So Indra cut that son one son into 49 pieces, and each one of them became the sons, Vaishnava sons. But she didn't become angry on Indra. Previously she was so angry. Now she was very peaceful, no problem. She said, "This is providence of Lord. It is not your fault." She became so compassionate. A person who vowed to kill Indra, even though after that, even though he filed her plan, and not only filed, cut into embryo into 49 pieces, then all this happened. So Diti didn't become angry. Why? She became like a saintly. So therefore, even the person is envious mentality, if they follow devotional practices for a year or 1,000 divine years or 1 divine year, so you became a saintly person. So she simply achieved Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Earlier she was lamenting, but this time no lamentation. The moment they were appeared, they went with Indra to heavenly planet and he appointed them as a demigods. So no lamentation. So this is what you see in Bhagavad Gita, verse number 54. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kankshati. One who achieved Brahma Bhuta platform, one who achieved this transcendental platform of Lord, at that time, na sochati. That is, they don't lament. Na kankshati. Not that they desire. She didn't desire, "Oh, I want another son who will kill you." Correct? She didn't desire that. She said, "No problem. This is her desire. This is the providence will. This is Lord Vishnu's will." Correct? So it is not your fault. So you don't have to. Because Indra was fearful and he was saying, "Please forgive me. This is, it is not your fault. Don't worry. This is a will of providence." She became, come to this Brahma Bhuta platform. So this show that these 4 or 5 verses are very powerful. And when we see their meanings and around it, and you will see that a person in womb can become a devotee, Vaishnava, even though the parents may be, parent may be demonic mentality, so they don't have to be born as a demon. They will be born as a pure devotee. Or you are outside, also you can become. And so these all incident tell us very clearly that it is all possible to become devotees. So with that, let me conclude. So here, of course, the verse number this 20, so which is Rajo Vacha, Parashit Maharaj Vacha. So his inquiry about how come these people become, Didhisans became Vaishnavas, the answer was very clear. So even though they would have born as a demonic mentality, but Diti has performed, performed this Vishnuvrata. So as a result, Lord has protected those sons and then transformed her mentality, also transformed the babies in the womb, and they were all protected inside the womb. Even though Indra couldn't kill, even though he cut into pieces, they were perfect. They're like a twins and twins and twins and twins. Correct? Sometimes we have quadruple baby. Then sometimes 8 babies are born. Sometimes 2, of course 1. In Kali Yuga, if you can get one perfect son or a daughter, is all the achievement. Correct? People are not able to get, they are going for a test tube babies. Correct? Very big and popular. You have to spend a lot of money to get a baby. So this is successful. So therefore, this bhakti, what we see, is transforms inside, transforms outside. Okay? So therefore, chant and be happy. Just say Hare Krishna, one round of Hare Krishna and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. With this, let me stop here. Thank you, Hare Krishna. So we, at right time, we have a right person appeared. So any questions, I'm sure Jagannath Ram will answer. Yes, yes, exactly. Thank you. Any question? Please give her that mic so that others in the remote can hear.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Thank you for the nice class.
Is it on?
It's on. Okay, so, you say, we see in this pastime that Indra, he's like committed an offense. So and also we see in so we hear that when we are envious of devotees, then the growth in Krishna consciousness becomes low. But we see like in the pastime of Govardhan Hill that Indra, he wanted to kill all the devotees in Vrindavan. So, and then he does a lot of wrong things, but Lord Krishna keeps on favoring him. So how can we understand this?
So this is in the pastime of who?
Indra, so we see that when we become envious of devotees, our growth in Krishna consciousness becomes, it goes down. But we see in the pastime of Govardhan Hill, Indra, he wanted to kill all the devotees of Vrindavan because they rejected to worshiping him. So how can we understand this?
Yeah, so, in various pastimes, are aimed at either transforming a person or sometime enlightening devotees about glories of other devotees or glories of Lord. So that definitely helps us just by hearing these pastimes. Pastimes of Lord, so we say, even in the pastime, what we hear, Nama, Rupa, Guna, Leela. So we hear glories of Lord name. We also sometimes hear Rupa, beautiful form of Lord, or qualities of Lord, and some of the activity performed just by simply hearing or speaking, so we can also purify. And so this will mean to purify our existence or make our human life successful. Yeah. So this goal of human life is to become successful, ultimate success. So not only material success, becoming successfully getting number one position in Middle Park or number one position in Melbourne University, but this is all temporary. So how to get the best of this human life? So these pastimes are meant to take us to that success level, ultimate success. Prabhu, you can give perfect answer.
Otherwise impossible, but directly approaching.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you, Hare Krishna.